One of the things that is happening now as you reclaim your personal power is you are giving up some of the ideas that you invested a great deal of energy in. And we want to speak about just one of those tonight, and that is the idea that there is a right answer known by someone else outside of you that you should be listening to. It sounds, of course, like a very simple thing to say, and yet it requires a disciplined energy to give it up. As a woman, you have been taught that the answers are not in you. As a daughter of Mother God, you know that all the answers are in you. And one of the, narrow places on the path is making a very important distinction, because certainly we can gather information from outside of ourselves. We do that all the time. It is a fine thing to do, to gather information. But the making of the decision, the allowing of the intuitive part of you, letting it come alive, letting it be strong, knowing that you know, that is something that can only happen inside of you. And when we begin to work with that, then we stop losing power, which is a wonderful thing. We want to mention a way that you can know that you are losing power about an issue. And it is a very basic thing for you to watch and to keep in mind. And that is, you become confused. Now, when you understand that the truth is in you, your intuitive abilities are strong, you are connected to the main source of power, you still can gather information about something you might want to do. It is fine to gather information, but if after gathering the information you are still confused, then you are at, a halfway house of energy training, which is to say, half of you believes that the outside thing can give you the right answer, and half of you believes that only you can give you the right answer. And the two tug at each other, and if you will find that your mind gets far too busy going back and forth. Perhaps that thing outside of me is right, but inside I know this. Here is a good piece of information, but who makes the decision? I make the decision. So these things need to be worked with, as with so many other things that we are working with, because you never want to turn over power to what is outside of you. Now, the confusion, your brain will tell you that it is about the perfect answer, the right thing, the right way, the right something. But it is not actually that. It is actually about the war between letting what is outside of you choose your life and what is inside of you choosing your life. Now, we mentioned the confusion, and we will mention one other thing, and that is the other thing that happens so often is that you know what you want to do, you know what would be good for you, and then inside of you, your conversation begins to defend it. I am going to defend why I am doing this. I am going to defend why I am not doing this. And that defense is very closely related to the confusion. We want to move ourselves gently and kindly and lovingly to a place where we allow ourselves to gather information if we need to do that, but never to make a decision unless it comes from the center of who we are, unless it is the thing that is good for our path. And this takes practice. It takes practice because it is very easy to be pulled off. Now, we are all pulled off by different things. Certainly, we think you all understand how you can be pulled off of your own center by a family, by friends, but sadly, by the values of the patriarchy. And that one is the one that we all have to watch very carefully, because it is very easy to fall into the trap of saying it does not matter what I love or what I want to do. It only matters that I make enough money. Nothing else matters. And when you come to that conclusion, you are no longer in yourself at all. You are out in a field of patriarchal beliefs, which you can certainly follow, but they will cause you pain. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And know that your breath has life in it, and that you breathe that life into your body and into your energy. Feel the blue of peace all around you, and breathe in peace. Exhale fear. And feel a spiraling cleansing energy come up from the earth. And as it spirals, it cleanses the chakra centers. And feel that energy turning and turning, moving up from your root to your second center, to your solar plexus, to your heart, to your throat, to your third eye, to your crown. and feel that that spiraling energy has gathered anything heavy or judgmental or confused or critical. In turning in your body, it has gathered all of that information. And now watch the spiral leave your body through your crown, moving higher and higher and taking all that is heavy with it. And breathe and feel your body release the heaviness. And see the cleansing spiral begin to disappear, moving further and further away from you. And it has disappeared. And your crown is open. And the golden light of the universe is above your head, waiting to fill you. And feel the golden light flow into your crown and make you able to receive, because it is good and right that you receive. Feel that golden light flow through your thought energy. And see that all the thoughts that may have been down are now turned up. And the energy that supports the thoughts is fine and is a reflection of your best self. Feel the golden light fill the third eye and give your third eye permission to make you intuitive and knowing and strong. Feel the third eye come alive and serve you. Feel the golden light flow into your body and come into your throat. And feel that golden light now raise the communication level in your center, so that what you say to yourself is only kind and knowing and connected to your source, and all other communication is displaced. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your heart. And feel the golden light fill your heart. And feel the places in your heart center that are growing, that long for the light. Take in that golden light and feel your heart begin to grow. Feel the golden light flow into your solar plexus. And feel that golden light make a magnet for emotions that honor you. Make a release for emotions that you do not wish to hold in your body. And let the golden light set up a mechanism in your solar plexus to take care of you in the best possible way. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And let that golden light replace the judgment and the shame. Displace that. And be aware of a beautiful waterfall in your second center, whose natural function is to cleanse and release anything that comes through your life, your mind, your body. Simply allow this second center to cleanse it and release it. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And let that golden light begin to form your own pattern for creating from the heart of you what is truly you, what is truly your life. Let your root know what you love. Let the root and the heart speak to each other so that what you are creating is a match for what you truly are. Now bring your attention to your heart center and see a beautiful golden path that extends from your heart and moves upward, lightly. And see how high it goes. And know that it moves upward to love and to wisdom. And from that love and wisdom, a gift comes down that path. Rest your mind. Know the gift that comes to you. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.